Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's our first show since the holiday, and it is the fourth Monday of the month, which means it's a chance for us to get an update from the Sunset Zoo. And also a little later on, we'll do a legislative preview with Representative Mike Dodson from the 67th District here in Manhattan. My first guest, though, is Melissa Kirkwood, the Marketing and Development Officer over at Sunset Zoo. She joins us via Zoom today. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon and everyone. I hope everybody had a great holiday, and there's still more holiday to have with New Year's coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were thrilled to be talking to you here on this day after the holiday weekend. You guys took a couple days off there on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but reopened yesterday. Did you have the weather was good. Did you have some good attendance yesterday?
Yes, we did. And, you know, I think if we would have been open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you know, we had those unusually warm temperatures. So it's a great time, you know, to take in the zoo when the weather is a little unseasonable right now with the nice weather. So, yes, we had good attendance, and the winter still is a good time to visit the zoo. Our animals do enjoy being outside. They have that choice, whether they can be in their indoor enclosure or be outside. So that, you know, when we have winter hours here at the zoo, that's why we don't open until noon. We let the sun kind of come up and warm up. And usually by then, all our animals are out and about.
All right. So noon to five. I know there's a new city requirement here for masks in indoor spaces that people should probably be aware of here as well.
Yes. So that starts today in all city facilities. And the zoo is a city-owned facility with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. So while you are inside any area in the zoo, whether that's the Nature Exploration Center or any of our indoor viewing areas like the chimp area or the gift shop, we are going to require that you have a mask. And if you don't happen to have one in your bag, we have masks available. All you need to do is ask. And that is for anyone vaccinated or unvaccinated over the age of 2 years old. So we have started that today, just like the news release you were talking about earlier said, just due to some precautionary with Omicron and different things. We're just trying to keep everybody safe and healthy, including all our staff and animals too. But while you're outside, you do not have to have a mask on. We do recommend that you have one with you and to keep that social distancing in play. But I think we've learned through COVID that being outside dramatically reduces, you know, some likelihood. But we have masks available for you. So please come on out to the zoo. And when you are in inside areas of the zoo, we are going to require that you have a mask.
Okay, good to remind people of that. It's good that you have the masks on hand, because I have a feeling you'll probably have some folks that forget. It just happens.
Yeah, it does. It does just happen. I think it's becoming a little bit second nature, but then I don't know if anybody else's car or floorboard has a few masks on it, but mine does. So I always want that clean mask. And we have ones available for you here. And so do all other city facilities. So if you're going to the zoo or the Discovery Center or the rec centers, we'll have masks available for you to come visit us and still have a great time over break.
Now, you mentioned the winter hours, noon to five. How does that affect this weekend with New Year's Day?
Yeah, so we will be open noon to five every day, like New Year's Eve day. We will be open until five. New Year's Day, we will be closed to the public. We, as a city facility, I believe administrative offices are closed on the 31st, but the zoo will still remain open because we only close on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. So New Year's Day, we will be closed, and it's probably a good thing because it doesn't sound like the weather is going to be super warm on New Year's Day, but we'll be right back open on the 2nd. And sometimes people ask, like, oh, it's getting cold or snow is coming. What do you do when it snows with animals? And we do a lot of things, like we have routine care for them every day. But when we know that weather is coming in, whether it is snow or sleet or a windstorm or other things, we take those precautions. And so they, all of our animals have indoor enclosure areas where they can be during bad weather, cold weather. All of those areas are heated or air conditioned in the summer, if that's the case. So we, our keepers, take that responsibility and make sure that those animals are well taken care of even before the storm comes in. So probably on the 31st, we're going to start taking those precautions and have those animals be in at a certain temperature they're mandated to be in through our accreditation agency and the and our other agencies that monitor, you know, our care of our animals. So you may or may not see them when it starts to get colder. They sometimes have that choice. And then if it gets below like 32 degrees, there are some animals that just can't be out. But a lot of our animals do like to be out. So, you know, and it's been so unseasonably warm that I think they're a little confused too, like the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you have temperature, it's like 70 degrees on Christmas Eve. I mean, it's kind of hard to believe. Well, and speaking of it being a holiday week, a lot of, you know, kids are out of school right now, and I understand you have adventure camps going on.
We do. So adventure camps are camps that we do actually year-round with Manhattan Parks and Recreation, primarily with the Discovery Center and the zoo. So we split up age groups of school-aged children. And these times when school is out, but parents or caregivers still need to work, we offer those day options of care where they can come to a day camp here at Sunset Zoo, 7:30 to 5:30 daily during school breaks. And they can come a whole day, they can come a half day. And those are those happened last week for us, and they're happening this week as well as the Discovery Center is hosting those camps as well. And it's not just during holiday breaks. It's any time that school is not in session. So those in-service days, some holidays as well coming up, you know, that are observed, we will have camps available during those days.
All right. Wonderful opportunities there during the holidays. So again, if people want more information about that, you have it, I'm sure, on your website.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. It's available right on our homepage at sunsetzoo.com. Just, you can look for the icon of adventure camp, and the fees are there as well. And we do still have openings if you're like in a pinch and you're like, oh, I forgot I wasn't going to have the kids all week long. You can give us a call, or you can give the Discovery Center a call as well. We split those age groups up with the Discovery Center just so that, one, it's a safety and space reason. So this week we are taking the older kids, and the Discovery Center is taking the younger kids. So we just split that up. So feel free to give either one of our facilities a call. We'd love to entertain your kids through the week, and we have all kinds of activities.
All right, very good. We're again talking with Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer with Sunset Zoo. We've reached time to take our first break of the program, so we'll do that, and we'll come back, talk a little bit about Expedition Asia and some new animals when we return here on News Radio KMAN.